This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things, all facets of life in the Umpqua Valley, including talking about the upcoming primary election ballots, bulk mailing going out today in Douglas County, and a lot of interest starting to really move up for the election for a lot of different reasons. One of those is the Republican race for governor in Oregon. We've been talking to the main candidates over the last few weeks, and one of those, Ed Deal, back on with us. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
You bet, Kyle. Great to be with you.
So right now, as things stand, how do you feel like things are going for your campaign?
They are going great. We feel we're doing all the right things and getting the word out. We've traveled. We have events, multiple events every single day. And I've met so many amazing people across the state. And I know we're winning voters over. Our message to reduce taxes, make our agencies accountable, really create a job and business friendly environment in the state. And fix our education system. It's really, really resonating with voters.
Now, a recent poll out cited in Oregon Live shows Christine Drazen out in front, you and Chris Dudley back a ways. What's your take on that poll and kind of the current data?
Yeah, there's another poll that just came out yesterday that shows us gaining ground. And what what really is promising to us, if you look at the back data on this, it really shows that Drazen's support, even though she has really broad name recognition, is pretty weak. A huge percentage of them would vote for someone else if they thought that was a good idea. And what I'm finding with my base is it's a very strong base support. Our job and our challenge is to reach out to voters who are not aware of us. And when we do that, we win votes. And so we look at that poll and we're optimistic. It is, we're right where we need to be. And so we've expanded our outreach across the state now with radio ads and social media, and we'll be releasing streaming commercial shoots here very soon. So we're getting the word out. We're getting the word out, and it's going well.
Now, the poll cited in Oregon Live also showed a lot of people still undecided. I think it was about 25% of people with the ballots going out still not sure which person they would click on.
Yeah, there is a huge number of undecideds, and we are confident that those undecideds are going to lean to my campaign, lean to us. So our job, and we're just going to continue hitting these towns hard. We've got several big events coming up in the metro area. We have an event going on with the Umpqua Valley Republican Women tomorrow in Roseburg. Really looking forward to that. So we're going to continue to do that and do the media outreach as well. And we're going to win over those voters.
And by the way, that event tomorrow at the Country Club tomorrow night with the Umpqua Valley Republican Women, that's beginning at 5 o'clock, and tickets are available for that. You can call the GOP headquarters there to get more information. And have you been to, is this your first time down to Roseburg?
No, we've been down to Roseburg already, and we've been down to Medford. So this is a second trip for us into Roseburg.
Now, first,
and I'm hoping to make a third trip too.
Now, what year, remind me, what year were you first elected as a state representative?
Yes, I've been a state rep since 2023.
And
so I'm just completing my fourth year.
And what led you to get to run for that office?
You know, my background was not in politics. I stayed away from politics my entire career. I spent my career in engineering and business. And for me, what happened is our response to COVID and the wildfires that devastated my San Ym Canyon community really our poor decisions being made by our state leaders was really right in my face for the first time. And I said, this is not acceptable to me. I can make better decisions than this. And I'd sold my business a few years prior and decided, my wife and I prayed out and decided if we don't try this, we'll regret it. So we ran and we won. The legislature's a tough place to be as a conservative sometimes, but we fight the fight. We focus on good policy, and we take the wins we can get. And so I want to take back Oregon. I want my state back. And Tina Kotek has just steered it in the absolutely wrong direction. And I see an opportunity as governor to change the direction of our state.
A lot of times people that get into political circles start out, you know, in a localized office, maybe move to a county office or a state representative type position and move on from there. What do you say to somebody who says, okay, if you were just, you've only been in the legislature 3 years, what makes you think you're ready to leap to leading the state?
Well, I can tell you this, being in the legislature is not a training ground to be an executive. The governor's position is an executive position. And look no further than Tina Kotek. She spent her career in nonprofits and the legislature. And I don't even think many Democrats think she's doing a good job. My background is in engineering and business. I built a business from the ground up with two other business partners, built that up into 100 employees with offices in Washington and North Carolina, based right here in Oregon. That experience building and growing an Oregon business, hiring people, running projects, is a much better training ground for an executive position as governor. And that's the kind of approach I'm going to bring as well. I want our agencies more focused with leadership within those agencies as if they were run like a business. I want to have a real business focus to bring good paying jobs into our state. We're losing good paying jobs. That has to be reversed. And so I think that background is much more appropriate for a governor than a career in the legislature.
Now, we've got four main Republican candidates. Some would maybe say three at this point. What differentiates you from the others?
Well, the business background is very significant. So that having that executive experience, no one would like to sign to both sides of a paycheck to pay your employees and hope there's enough left over to pay myself. That's what it's like in a startup. And then riding through a recession and scrimping and saving to keep your employees on board so you can come out of that recession strong. That's the experience that I bring, and understanding balance sheets and financials. So I think that is unique in the field. There's nobody with that background running a substantial business. Beyond that, I see a path to victory. I had the opportunity and I jumped at it to lead the transportation tax and fee referendum and lead that volunteer effort, where we gathered 250,000 signatures in 38 days. I think with that effort, I showed Oregon how I can lead and rally and organize and get big things done. Things that we were told, all the power players and the institutional players said it was impossible for us to do what we did with volunteers, but we did it anyway. But that's the attitude I'm going to bring as governor. I've solved problems my entire career, and I deliver results. And I think I'm in a unique position to rally voters who have been on the sidelines. We have a lot of conservative-minded voters, Republicans, and conservative non-affiliated voters that have been sitting out. I met some of them who got involved during the referendum and were not involved in politics until then. And it got them excited, and they felt their voice was heard. And I'm going to continue to rally them in through November. And I think that's how we'll take back our state.
Now, Oregon is kind of unique in that we've really got two states in one. We've got two or three areas that are heavily Democratic, very progressive. We got other areas that are moderately conservative to very conservative. So if you win the primary, how do you win the election in November and reach enough of those folks that tend to normally vote Democratic or progressive?
Well, we're in a time in our state right now, Kyle, where there are a lot of Democrats and a lot of citizens in the urban areas that are really dissatisfied with the state of their government. And that is everything from excessive taxation to failing public schools to agencies that they do not feel are accountable. It is a universal issue that people in Oregon feel taxed to the hilt, and they're not seeing the value for the taxes they're paying. And in fact, I was in Portland today talking to some business leaders who simply confirmed that. So the message that I have crosses that urban-rural divide. And once I get through the primary, I will be focused on Portland and Eugene and some of these more, call them progressive areas, like nobody's business, to win over moderates. For me, the issue is about trust. They need to know if they're going to vote for a Republican, they need to know that they can trust them. And I'm going to earn their trust by being a straight shooter. I'm not going to tell a conservative group one thing and liberal media another thing. I'm going to be straight with both groups and be forthright and honest. And my goal with everyone is they may not agree with me on everything, but they're going to agree with me on the big things, and they will trust me, and they'll have a seat at the table. If I can do that, I can win enough votes in those areas to become the next governor.
I was thinking earlier when I was getting ready for this about the percentage of Oregonians who have gone through their entire adult life and have never seen a Republican governor.
Yes, it has been four decades since Vic Atiyah, the last Republican governor. He was a businessman, by the way. Been four decades since he left office. So yes, we have a lot of people who don't know anything other than Democrat leadership. In fact, we have a lot of young voters who don't know anything other than very extreme left governance, which we've seen from Tina Kotek and her predecessor, Kate Brown. They've never seen a Portland that didn't have a homeless problem. They've never seen schools that were successful. And they've never seen rural economies that were booming. So it's a real problem and a challenge for any of us to relay and communicate that what our state can be, what our state was and what our state can be to a lot of voters. They need to know that we can turn this around and there is a brighter future for us. And that's my job to communicate that from between here and November.
One of the issues in both Oregon and Washington really right now is the number of businesses that are moving at least their headquarters, not maybe their physical presence with outlets or stores or whatever, but moving their headquarters to other states. How do you flip that around?
Yeah, it is sad. It's happening. We're seeing it in Portland big time. But it's not just in Portland. I was talking to a business down in White City who has made the decision to relocate to Texas. They couldn't get the time of day from Governor Kotek, but they got a call from Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, and he gave them a very enticing offer. That is unacceptable. So as governor, I will make sure that the first active governor a business from Oregon talks to will be the governor of Oregon, not the governor of Texas. And I will be working with business to actively recruit them to our state, personally recruit them to our state, but more importantly, work with businesses that are already here to find out how we can help them grow. We have a regulatory climate that is really extraordinarily uncompetitive compared to other states, and we have a tax climate that's uncompetitive. I'm calling for the full repeal of the hidden sales tax, which is the corporate activities tax. I'm also calling for the repeal of our death tax, which is one of the most punitive death taxes in the country. And I'm also calling for a freeze on property taxes for senior citizens. That is just a start of the tax cuts that I see. And I'll also be calling for significant regulatory reform so we can get things done in the state.
Ed Deal, state representative from Staten, on with us. Several minutes left in the segment here. How would you, along with what you just mentioned, when it comes to state spending, how would you reprioritize things?
Well, that's one thing we'll go through agency by agency, and I'm committed to actually reducing state spending. Our state budget is doubled in 10 years. You can't explain that with population growth or inflation. You can't even get to half of that. Our payroll, our state payroll, while private sector jobs we're shedding, we've been adding state payroll by the thousands just since COVID. So I will be focused aggressively on going through agency by agency. I'm not interested in cutting education budget, although I think we could at some point, but I'm not interested in doing that now. What I am interested in is reallocating those funds into the classroom and into teachers and away from administrative overhead and misplaced curriculums. I will not be cutting law enforcement, but I will be looking at reallocating funds that are going into what I'd say is a bloated health authority and a bloated DHS, for example. I'll be really scrutinizing the ODOT budget as another example. So there's it will not be an across-the-board cut. It will be very strategic in how we approach it.
If you were to be elected in November, you'd still be facing a democratically controlled legislature. So how do you work with them to achieve all this?
Great question. So when I'm elected governor, that will be an earthquake because we haven't had one for 40 years. So even if it's by a small majority, that comes with its own mandate because I've laid out a pretty specific agenda. I will come forward to the Democrat leadership with my agenda, and I will work to find common ground and work across party lines to fulfill that agenda. And I approach policy. It's not personality, it's policy. That's how I've approached it in the building since I've been in there in 2023. So I am confident that we will be able to find common ground and form alliances. But if they are unwilling to implement my agenda, which is the people's agenda, if they're unwilling to implement that, I have no problem bypassing the legislature and being the first governor to run initiative petitions and bring measures directly to the people to get the agenda implemented. It's sad, but there are things that the legislature refuses to do that I know are popular with the people of Oregon. And if the legislature refuses to act on those things, I'll bring it right to the people.
Since you began, let me back up on that question. What caused you to run for governor? Was it watching what happened with the whole petition effort?
Well, definitely I had been encouraged to run for a while, and I'll put it this way: the referendum effort changed the calculus for me significantly because it showed Oregonians how I can lead and rally and get big things done. So that definitely changed the calculus for me. I saw a path to victory. And I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be flipping my life upside down and my wife's life upside down if I didn't see that. But for me, what it is we have a governor who is just in open defiance of the will of her own voters. And that is simply unacceptable. To ram through a transportation tax and fee bill knowing it is wildly unpopular when you had months and months to sell it to Oregonians and you failed, and to ram it through anyway is just a poor way to govern. It's unacceptable. And so that really motivated me because I've seen that attitude ever since I've been in the building. I've seen a governor and a gerrymandered legislature that is not representing where I know the majority of Oregonians are at. And I want to be a governor that represents the interests of the people, that honors the Constitution, and represents the will of the Oregon people.
As you go through this primary campaign, if you come out of it with the nomination, are you going to reach out to Christine Drazen, to Chris Dudley, and try to get some advice, some help, get them on your team to head towards November?
Absolutely. At the ORP debate 2 weeks ago, and I reiterated this at the Dorchester debate this weekend, I called for a unity breakfast or unity luncheon immediately following the May primary, where all the candidates come together and unite around the winner of the primary. I think that's essential that we unite. And I absolutely want to work with them and, number one, get their support and also get advice and counsel from them as we move forward. I also called for that all the candidates should, any excess funds that they have in their PACs, that those funds should be transferred to the winner. So we're in a good financial position to take on Tina Kotek. So that's where I'm at. And I really want to see a unified party coming out of the May primary.
As we wrap up, remind folks about your event in Roseburg tomorrow.
Yes, that'll be Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Country Club there. And it's being put on by the Umpqua Valley Republican Women. I believe it's a fundraiser for them. I am the guest speaker, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. But doors open at 5.
All right. Representative Ed Deal, Republican candidate for governor. We'll talk again. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.